Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
All right, butthead, let's get this over with.
Let's do it. What did I say?
What did you say?
The Lions are going to be a good football team. They're going to be... All they got to do is overcome what they usually do, have a good game, and then they go home and lose to a lesser opponent. And what did they do? Did they lose to the lesser opponent, Adam, or did they lose to the refs? I mean, what are we going to blame this on?
I'm not blaming it on the refs.
I thought the refs were kind of bad in that game.
In the first half, I absolutely agree with you. Well, let's just put it that way. That Eric Ebron phantom pass interference.
Yes. That's the one I'm talking about.
That's really the only one. But you know what? They still had plenty of opportunities. They had plenty.
Well,
and they
three
didn't
touchdowns
pull it together.
Called back by...
See?
Three touchdowns called back by penalty. And then having to settle for field goals.
Here's the difference between...
because Prater was my kicker.
Your situation and my situation is that you're not used to this. And I've been a Lions fan for a long time. I mean, when that game was over, I was like, well, back to reality.
And now you're staring 1-2 in the face. So you got to go to Lambeau. Well, we won there last year. It doesn't happen too often, Adam.
All right, let's just stop for a second and pick one of these games and get through it.
Okay.
And then we'll go to the other game.
All right. Well, we're on the Lion game. What else you got to say about it?
Well, I mean, it was really disappointing, obviously, to watch Matthew Stafford not have another moment like he did last week. Because I guarantee you, all of us diehard Lions fans were sitting there at the end of that game thinking, well, he had, what, 50 seconds last week? Well, this week he's got a minute and 15 or whatever it was. I don't even remember how much it was, but it was definitely not. It just didn't look like they had the intensity they did last week, on the offense anyway.
No.
The defense is just in shambles right now.
I mean, that second touchdown pass was great coverage, it looked like.
Yeah.
Mariota threw that into, like...
He threaded a needle, no doubt.
To Andre Johnson, who's one of the oldest receivers in the NFL. I think he is the oldest receiver.
But you start with a secondary, defensive secondary that's questionable anyway. It's got huge holes, in my opinion. It's got some good players, and it's got some not good players. And then you take Ansa out with an ankle. You take Levy out of the entire game. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah. Injuries did not
help. On top
help.
Of that, Abdullah apparently has a sprained foot. The x-rays are negative. That's good news. No timetable. Lions are being very, very quiet about Levy. I have no idea. And Corliss gets to come back this week, another tight end, which I think Ebron is really starting to want to win football games. Like he's
Ebron,
showing.
He played good.
You know, and I feel bad that he got pinned for that phantom call.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't blame it on the refs, though.
No, right. And you're right on track for the 8-8 season, though.
I will punch you. I'm just saying.
I'm telling you, that's the kind of games you really, if you want to make the playoffs, you really need to win that
game. We're going to save your Packers for the second half.
That's
want to go to the Tigers here real quick.
Okay.
I don't really want to talk a whole lot about them because I think it's too little too late. Even though they won yesterday, you put Fulmer and JV on the mound and you lose both those games. Actually, you get spanked to the people the team that you needed to beat, at least 2 out of 3, I would sit here be talking like, well, there's still a good chance. I don't think there's a chance anymore. I know there technically is mathematically.
They're two games out, Adam. What do you mean there's no chance?
I'm telling you, you do not... I guess I don't feel like they deserve it.
Well, they got the Twins, then the Royals, then they got the Indians for 4, and then they go to Atlanta, who's the second worst team in baseball. They have a chance, but they got to play better.
Cabrera gets his 25th career hit, by the way, 2,500th career hit.
I hope it's more than 20.
I just didn't spit it out. I'm all worked up. You got me worked up.
So there's two behind Toronto. All you need is a little winning streak and Toronto a little losing streak. That's all you need, Adam. You don't give up yet.
I'm not necessarily giving up. I'll be right there rooting for them if they make the wild card or whatever they make.
Well, they're not going to catch the Indians.
No.
Not after this weekend.
I really don't think so either. And that's what I truly was hoping that was going to happen. And I didn't get to watch any of the games. Well, I watched yesterday's game, but I just didn't feel good about it. Maybe it was the Lions that did it to me. I don't know.
Let's hope Toronto doesn't start playing
well. Let's take a break. We'll come back and run through some of these other games, including your beloved Packers.
Before we take a break, can we at least mention the Brewers took 3 of 4 from the Cubs? And don't tell me they didn't start their starters, because they did. The Cubs had almost every starter on the field.
Yeah, but they have nothing to play for.
That's called baseball. They're still trying to hit the ball. You think they're, oh, well, we're guaranteed in. I'm going to swing and miss on purpose so the game time is shorter. No, they're trying to win the game.
I'm glad they're winning. I'm glad they're winning. What do you want from me?
All right. Done on my rant.
Are you? Because I got a feeling you might have another one coming. Big Boy Sports Recap, second half coming up. We'll be right back at the Outdoor Show.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is stepping light and fresh with seasonal salads. The Michigan Salad is a fresh spring mix topped with Michigan dried cherries, walnut pieces, blue cheese crumbles, crisp bacon, red onion, and raspberry vinaigrette dressing. You may also like the Country Chicken Salad that features diced chicken breasts, barbecue ranch salad that uses grilled seasoned chicken breasts, or the classic Cobb salad made the Big Boy way. Make it a light and fresh salad from the Marquette Big Boy Restaurant.
Marquette!
We're back, second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
Fall memberships are severely discounted, and half of that goes toward next year's membership dues. Check it out for yourself, open to the public, and I'm telling you, after all this rain, it is so lush. Get out there and do some good fall golfing. 225-0721. All right. Quickly, I just want to mention that the even though the Spartans tried to give that game away, they very surprised the heck out of me on Saturday. I couldn't believe they went in and just they punched Notre Dame right in the nose, and then they let them get back in the game.
I never felt they really let them back in though. Whatever. Michigan won.
What do you think? I mean, is Michigan State the real deal here?
Yes, they're the real deal. Michigan's the real deal, but you know who's the real deal?
Houston.
Louisville.
Yes, I agree with you.
63-20 over Florida State.
Yes.
Number two,
I mean, it wasn't
in the country.
It wasn't even a football game. Florida State was seasoning their younger players at the last quarter of that game.
And Wisconsin won by 6 over Georgia State.
Yeah.
That one surprised me.
Kind of like Michigan State barely beating Furman.
Yes.
If you remember.
Right.
All right. Let's move on and talk about your beloved Packers yesterday. By the way, we didn't do so hot in our picks overall.
I didn't do that bad, Adam. I'm 10-5.
Okay.
You're 8-7.
Okay.
So
going into tonight.
10-5, and there's some crazy teams that lost that we no one thought. I had Detroit. Like, I'm in a confidence pool. I had them at like the 14th pick of the week. You know, I thought they were gonna.
Well, they were favored by 5.5.
Well, they were up 15-3 in the fourth quarter, if you remember.
They should have been up by another touchdown.
Yes,
just saying.
They should.
All right, so the Packers yesterday, I just want to ask you, did you ever in a million years think that Sam Bradford and who was the receiver, Diggs?
Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, and
he was coming out
blossoming
last year.
In front of everyone right now.
I didn't think Sam Bradford.
But you think they were going to have the game over Rodgers and Jordy Nelson?
No.
No.
But
no way.
I'm telling you right now, there's something off with Rodgers. And my real theory is, I think he played like 8 plays in the preseason. He has no rhythm with his team in game situations.
I thoroughly agree with you that there is no rhythm to that offense right now.
It's just, and Lacy didn't look that good. He had a couple good runs.
But do you think that has something to do with Zimmer?
Oh, I think Minnesota's defense is really good. And I think they're going to be a tough out. But Adrian Peterson is not major.
I mean, Rodgers
had
a pedestrian numbers yesterday.
No, I don't even want to talk about
it. He looked like Ryan Fitzpatrick or, you know what I'm saying?
He was 20 of 36, which is not a good completion percentage. 213 yards, a touchdown, an interception, 3 fumbles.
Like
he only lost 70
passer rating, yeah.
He only lost one, but
yeah,
they got so
this
lucky.
This game would not even have been close if 2 of those fumbles would have been.
What did I tell you, Adam? Opening a new stadium, it's going to be emotional. But here's what I have to say.
But you didn't pick them.
I picked Green Bay. I said I didn't feel confident about it, if you remember, on Friday.
All right.
This is what the Packers are. They're a good, really good team. They're going to win all their home games, split the road games, be 12-4, be no problem. They just lost one early. They have 4 straight home games and a bye coming up.
All right. Next week, they host the Lions. It's a 1 p.m. game on Sunday.
And I'll be there.
Will you?
I'll be there.
I was supposed to be there, but that's a whole other story.
Well, we haven't picked tonight's game yet either.
All right, let's quickly do that.
And I'm 2 ahead for the week. So Philadelphia at Chicago.
I'll take Philly.
I will take the Bears. I don't think Carson
Wentz. I'm a Carson Wentz believer.
I'm not yet. It's too early.
I am.
What do you think? The big surprise yesterday was Seattle. I mean, come on. They lose 9-3 against the Rams.
I mean, it was a boring game, too.
Horrible.
Couldn't believe that one. That was probably the biggest surprise.
Atlanta going into Oakland and winning surprised me. And Dallas beating Washington.
Dak Prescott's the real deal.
I agree.
He's the real
deal. Some of these rookies are looking really good. The biggest surprise, actually, was the Detroit losing at home to Tennessee.
I don't know. I'd say that was second behind that Seattle game.
No, I guess.
But Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
Guess we'll catch you tomorrow.
Yeah, let's see how Carson Wentz does tonight.
Are you worried? Like, are you worried at all about the Packers?
I just told you they're going to be 12-4. They're going to win all 8 home games, split the road games.
So you're not
be
worried?
Fine. No. I'm not worried. It was an emotional. They opened a
Make
new
a call
stadium.
Right now. What's the spread going to be on the Lions?
Make a call? It's probably going to be Packers by 6. And we got 10 seconds. How about Adrian Peterson gets hurt and he's got to walk through like a bar restaurant to get back to
the... That's the way it is in Dallas, too.
What is
the
that?
The locker room tunnel
How
comes
about
to
it?
The
Let's
bar.
Let's make safety issues for the players. I mean, he's got to walk through a bar. Give me a break.
Big Boy Sports Recap. Catch you tomorrow.